is here. The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here. The champ
I'm a
kill
him with the first verse.
The
and I'm a bury him with the second.
The champ is here.
What?
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, playing. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest, all time hated. Still outspoken, I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous, me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype, ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee. A one man show, one man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Man, float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boys, playing to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boys, playing to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do. Oh, fresh, so straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix him. The answer to your problem, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me, I just stick to my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't probable. Blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, your boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in his backyard. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boys, playing the scene.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boys, playing the scene.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Sit back and just watch what I do. Thank you.
got to know your assignment. You got to know about your assignment. You got to know what it is that you're doing. You got to be in the game when it's time to be in the game, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, then. Let's get in the game, man. You got to get in the game. It's time to get in the game.
Get in the game. I, you know what? You say get in the game. I said get in the ring and start boxing.
Forget the ring. I'm talking about physical fighting. I'm talking about boxing.
Get in the ring. Get in the game. Get in the game. Absolutely. Get in the game. Right. Great morning. How you feeling on this incredible Tuesday morning?
I'm emotional.
You emotional?
Very emotional.
You emotional?
Yeah.
Why are you emotional?
I'm not afraid to say it. This is a show.
Why are you emotional?
You know, people like to see you emotional too.
They like
to see the drama. They like to see the bad stuff. See, people always say that we always seem like we are, you know, the perfect couple. Don't nothing ever faze them or craze. And yeah, that's a lie.
I got an attitude this morning.
I'm emotional this morning about some things, so I'm trying to contain it. But anyway. Say hello to everybody, man.
What's going on? Great morning. Great morning to everybody jumping on the grind. Happy Tuesday to all of our listeners that are calling in, to everybody that's jumping on Facebook Live as you are seeing us, watching us, hearing us. We are excited. Nate's a little emotional this morning, but he'll be okay.
No, I'm a lot
of emotional. Did you have your news press today?
I did not.
Okay, that might be a problem. Well, I did. I woke up excited and on fire and all that good stuff. And just want to say to everybody that's jumping on the grind on Facebook, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you want to be able to dial into the show, let me go ahead and give out that number. It is 646-668-2564 on this incredible Tuesday morning. So what's going on?
So let's talk about some stuff today.
All right.
So here's the deal. And you know, again, good morning everybody. Thank everybody for jumping on. Let's see how I'm gonna say this the right way. You know. Share this out because somebody needs to hear this. And hopefully it helps somebody. And it's not about Pam and I. But here's the thing. People always need something negative to follow. And it's kind of weird, but it's like human nature is more so geared to war. And I don't want to say human nature because God created us all in his image. But I can say this, human nature has been perverted or distorted to follow the negative, to follow the drama, to follow, you know, anything that happens that doesn't seem like things are good. People fighting, people, you know, doing crazy stuff. It's just kind of a weird feeling. I'm in kind of a funky mood today, because sometimes you wake up and you realize that you have an assignment. But let's just keep it real sometimes, man, because people always say, "Well, you and Nate seem like y'all perfect." y'all don't never have problems.
I can't find the grind. Why is that? Go ahead, I'm listening.
This is one of the things I want to talk about. Y'all get ready to get the nasty today. I'm just gonna tell y'all. So y'all want
to
share this out.
About to do.
Y'all want
to
share this out because y'all gonna want to hear this because this is the realest shit ever. And I'm gonna let y'all know today that, you know, things just ain't always 100 all the time. But
for some reason it's not seen. I can't even find the ground.
That's all right. Maybe God gonna make it do what it do. It's gonna do what it do.
Oh, right. you on your page. You didn't even go
I'm on my page.
You didn't go live on the grind.
I didn't go live. Who set the live up? Come on.
It was already ready to go.
I didn't set the live up. Who did? Who set it up?
That's why I can't find
it. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we're going to be on my page today. And I don't know. Maybe you need to go on that page on the grind. I don't know. But anyway. Maybe somebody needs to hear this on my page today.
Maybe.
I'm not sure.
Maybe.
But anyway.
So let me go to your page.
The grind is us. We are the grind. So anyway. So let's get into this because somebody needs to hear this. Make sure I'm not muted on Blog Talk Radio. Guys, if you also want to dial in live to the show, if you have a comment that you want to give, dial in 646-668-2564, and you'll be able to raise your hand by pressing 1, and we'll see your hand and we'll be able to unmute you so you can give your comment on the show, all right? Live right here on the grind. For people nationally to actually hear you, internationally as well, to hear your comment, all right? Guys, for those of you that don't know, this may be your first time hearing The Grind has been around for almost 2 years now, and we've been addressing very, very interesting topics, real life, real insight, real people, so that, you know, nobody thinks this is a mamby-pamby show. This isn't all about, you know, sunshine and rainbows. This is about, you know, conquering real life things. And one of the things we want to ultimately get to today is to talk about assignments and purpose, okay? So this is what this is going to ultimately get to. But sometimes you have to get to go through the bad stuff to get to what you need to get to sometimes. So as they say, sometimes you have to go through it to get to it. We are living proof of that.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know. And understand, there is, you know, God loves us like God loves you, but God has not given us any special reparations to not do what we're supposed to do or to not be attacked by the enemy. And we know as well as you guys know that the enemy has no power unless we give it power.
Absolutely.
Right? So I want to show you guys this morning how you can stop giving the enemy power over your life. Right? So we want to talk about assignment and purpose because, as Pam said, you know, I'll say something a little juicy to you guys this morning. I'm a little emotional this morning because Pam knows me. She's been with me for 30 years. 30 years.
Like a book.
But she says she knows me like
so
a
I
book.
I knew it was emotional.
But sometimes,
I wonder. And I know why he's emotional.
Yeah, but y'all go here. Sometimes I wonder if she really knows me, right? So you know me.
I really know why.
For those of you that are on Team Creative for Greatness and Total Life Changes, which is, you know, one of the businesses that we do, right? If you're on our team, you know my motto, right? My motto, of course, you know my mantra is IAO, Improvise, Adapt.
I got it on today. IAO, baby.
But my one of my pet peeves, I should say, is if I tell you something one time, you don't get it, cool. I get that. Nobody's perfect. If I tell you something twice, no problem. Cool. You know, nobody gets everything the first time. People need do-overs. It's okay. We see the things. Say, start over. Just don't quit. Get that. That's great. But if I gotta tell you the same exact thing 3 times, I think something's wrong with you.
It looks slow.
I think you look. See, I didn't want to say that, but Pam said it today.
So
this is the realest show ever. I think people. I think if I tell you, if I have to tell you the same thing 3 times, I believe you're a little slow. And so that tells me that I'm moving too fast for you. I'm not going to slow down. I'm not going to slow down, right? But in some cases, like your wife, you got to slow down because, you know, you don't want to leave them.
But
you know,
grace,
or even like you, let me go.
Grace
me,
and mercy. Is
even maybe your
day.
Husband. Sometimes you got to slow down and grab them and you know, and tap them on the head. And say, hey, man, hey, this is what we're doing, okay? We talked about this like 2 times already, 3 times, this 4, this is 5. So, you know, sometimes in relationships, y'all can give me some hearts and stuff, but don't get mad at me because some of y'all going through this right now, all right? If y'all agree with what I'm saying, don't sit back acting like I'm the only one because I ain't crazy, right? So sometimes you go through stuff in your relationship, just so you guys know that Pam and I ain't perfect, right? Pam, I do things that Pam don't like. Let me just say that because I'm not perfect. And I own that, man. I make mistakes every day, right? But when Pam tells me something, I listen, I intake it, and I try to change it. There's some things that we just don't, it don't happen because it just ain't who we are, right? It ain't who we are. Pam, you Pam went to Houston today, this past weekend, right? And you were talking about different types of people.
Absolutely.
Right? What are you?
I'm a pearl.
Pam's a pearl. What is
yeah.
what? In a nutshell, what is
in a nutshell, pearls like to help people. You know, give.
Can
themselves.
We point that up?
I mean, I can go in here and get it.
Can
but,
you grab that?
Pull
it.
Personality trait.
I think it's important.
But,
I think it's important.
But I can go ahead and get
before,
it.
Because I want,
but,
I want her to get it.
But
exactly.
I get it. And you're right. Now, Nate.
No. I'll go get the personality traits first so we can, because somebody needs it.
Okay.
This is the show. This we're trying to help somebody here today. This ain't just, you know, this is not just for us, you know. So I'm going to talk about Pam while she's going, y'all. I'm trying to spin in the house so I can talk about it real quick. Just so you know, I ain't going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it to her face. I'm going to let her know what I'm saying. So I'm going to wait till she comes out of the house. But today's show, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about assignment and purpose, right? Assignments and purpose. Yeah, you know, I was kind of being over analytical this morning when I was really sitting down having my coffee thinking about this. And I was thinking, okay, is assignment and purpose the same thing? And you know, if you guys, you know, feel what I'm saying, you know, then let me know. But assignment and purpose, the same thing. Now, when I started to rationalize it, I said, God, I don't want to overanalyze this, right? I said, but when I started to rationalize it, an assignment is the things you do to get to your purpose, right? So, you know, we're all created for God's purpose, right? Share the good news, you know, and oh, nah, we're all created for that. And our assignment that only you can do individually is something that only you can do, and it's for you. Nobody else can do it but you, right? So if it's your assignment, and then it's your purpose that you're doing your assignments for. I'll give you guys a great example, okay? Your assignments that you do in school, in college, are for the purpose of you graduating, right? I know that's not deep, but maybe somebody needed that today. So assignment and purpose, two different things. So on the road to your purpose, you have specific assignments. And that, this thing is broken down. I mean, I got scriptures and everything that goes with assignments. I didn't really want to have Bible study on the show today, but it's broken down to lay out your assignments and to get to your purpose. So I had Pam go get the sapphire. You know, guys, this is the realest show ever. Yeah, this is the realest show ever. And, you know, it's unscripted conversation. That means we don't sit down and write down a whole bunch of stuff to say and be robotic with you guys. We just want to give you guys what God gives us. So a lot of times when we sit in front of this computer or these mics or whatever, no mics today, but we'll talk about that in a moment. When we get in front of this computer, we want to say what God gives us. But sometimes we don't have anything. Right. And to give anything at that moment. But I believe that the best time is when you empty out and you say, God, just use me. Filter to me what you want me to say. So here's where we are. So I'm going to give you guys the reason why I'm a little emotional this morning. And then we're going to get into this. You know, Pam went down to Houston today for an event with Trial of Fortis and TLC and, you know, we had seen this before.
Right.
Right. We had seen the different personality traits broken down. They got a lot of different things broken down into, you know, emeralds, sapphires, rubies, and pearls. We heard that years and years ago. But we're going to break it down to you guys, but you got to understand, you know, the person that you're with. And I think this is a great platform to do that. Right. Now, you guys know me. And Pam, you got anything you want to say?
No.
Because, you know, I'm talking a lot. So, you know, I'm the really emotional one this morning. So,
I'm letting you get your
emotions
out.
Let me get it out.
Get all them emotions out, baby.
So, you know, as we are.
I already know what
you're about to say. Pam and I have been married for almost 31 years. 31 years in March, right? So, I know Pam knows me. Yes, we can't, right? And you have to know the person that you were around. And not only know them, but you have to know them and act accordingly, right? So, unless it goes against who you are as your nature, okay? So I'm trying to figure out the best way to put this. So this morning.
Go ahead and put it out there.
You just say it, right?
There you go.
So you guys know I always talk about evolution, growth. I always talk about, you know, not being left behind, being on the cutting edge. And me and my dad actually had this conversation. You were in the room too.
Yesterday.
We had this yesterday. We had this conversation yesterday about, you know, technology and moving forward and not getting left behind and being in the 23rd century, you know, 2023 while it's 2019 or 2020.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
We talked about that. So we always talk about evolving. And the things that happen on the grind are always a constant evolution. And, you know, I do things like, I get equipment for the show. I get equipment for the show. And it's a lot. It's a lot to do to set up for the show, right? Because, guys, this show, this is a national, this is an international show. People listen to The Grind internationally. How do I know that? Because people dial in and they've come on the show and they talk and I see who's dialing and I see who's on. Not just Facebook Live. I'm talking about when this show is over, ladies and gentlemen, people will dial into this show. And they will pull this up on the show, www.thegrind101.com/thegrind101. Like, you know something now. /thegrind101. And they're gonna go back into the archives and they're gonna listen to this show, right? So what happens is it's international. So I know that's important.
It is.
So the sound needs to be on point, right? Everything needs to be, you know, popping on all cylinders. So, you know, I got mics. I got condenser mics. I got, you know, I got camera. I got tripods. I got, you know, cordless mics that have to be set up and go on. You guys notice we have none of that set up today. Okay? This is the realest show ever. So we're going to get to the bottom of this today. Just so you guys know, the people always say, Pam and Nate, they're just so goody two shoes. They think they always click, got it going on. Yeah. They act like they perfect, but behind closed doors, they ain't perfect. So, no, we not. We go through stuff just
right.
Like you guys do in your relationship. The difference is we try to handle it the right way. Remember, it's not what you go through. It's how you handle what you
that's
go through.
Right.
Right? So that's why I'm on the show talking about this, a little emotional, talking about this so that my wife can fully understand where I am. And I wanted to do it in front of an audience that she loves and respects, and I love and respect as well. And you guys tell me who's, you know, if I'm wrong or if, you know, if Pam is, you know, it's not a right and wrong thing, but you guys give me your comment. But anyway, a lot of stuff to set up for the show. None of that happened this morning. Guys, we're sitting here
absolutely.
And we got a computer and that's it. Pam,
I went and got an iPad.
She went and got another iPad stand. So we're recording over here as well. So if you see me looking over here, then that's what's happening, right? So none of that got set up today. Who normally sets all of that stuff up? Who?
You.
Nate.
So what happened today?
So here's what happened today. The conversations that Pam and I have. Now, you tell everybody, because we have some pretty intense conversations
right.
off mic.
Right.
Right? And when we're having those conversations, I say, Pam, I said, our thing about the blog is power and partnership.
Absolutely.
Right. It's about a partnership. And I want you guys to know, I'm not coming down on Pam.
So I failed.
Pam already knows, right? She already knows. It's
already
power
knew.
And partnership.
I already knew when he was getting
yeah.
together.
So I'm like, okay. So this morning I said, you know, okay. I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for giving me the show for this morning. Because I need to talk about what it means to be a partner and what it means to actually know what who you are, and function in your capacity, right?
Right.
But there's certain things that I can't expect Pam to do certain things. Like in our business, I don't do certain things Pam does because that's what she does. That's what she's good at, right? But I help her do those things, right? The best that I can. And so in our business, there's things that Pam can't do and I do and she helps me do. So we function, you know, well with the business. But when it comes to Blog Talk Radio sometime, we got a little bit of partnering and gelling to do. You know, we got a little Siamese that we need to get because, you know, I need Pam to be in the thing that in the moment that we're in, right? You understand? So, and this is for everybody that's listening and Blog Talk Radio, even you guys on Facebook Live. When when you're doing a thing, keep the main thing the main, right? Because if you don't, the thing that you want to be successful will end up not being successful as fast as it could be successful. So this morning, none of this stuff is set up because, you know, me and Pam have talked about setting up the equipment, but I'm always the person setting up. So I didn't set it up this morning on purpose, and I wanted to talk about it on the show because you got to know how to communicate with a person. And now this may be that point to say, I got to get up and I got to help Nate set this equipment up today. If I don't, then he's going to talk about me on the show.
He's going to talk about me on the show. Yeah. And you know what? Yes, definitely. I admit fault for real today because Nate has talked about it not once, not twice, but three times. This is what we need to do on show day. We get up, we get the banner out, let's get the equipment together, all of that. But I got a phone call. See, my issue.
We don't want
to
go to phone.
I'm not gonna make any excuses.
Here's the thing.
I'm adjusting a little bit to the time difference, so I kind of forget a little bit.
That sounds a little bit
and
like
so
excuse
I had
to me.
Scheduled a call with a prospect this morning, so I woke up
every
and I
time.
Was doing TLC. All right, with a prospect who had listened, had a lot of questions, so I had to answer all of these questions. He was definitely. And emeralds, okay? And so right before the show, I planned it at 8, right? And I figured it was only going to take a few minutes, but it took more like 40, all right? So when I get off, I already look up. I can see Nate's demeanor, okay?
Like,
I know my husband
this
well.
This woman
and
is not.
He's walking around.
We're not
with
in sync right
on,
now. You know?
And, you know, and I know how he's feeling, right? And so I'm like. So, baby, we ready? You need some water? You got some water?
I'm not getting my. I'm good. I got my own water. I'm good.
And
I don't need you to give me no doggone water. I'm good.
He was emotional, if he wants to call it that, because he came out. Normally, Nate would get two waters, okay? I come out because I came out with two waters.
No, you brought the waters out first. I didn't have the water.
One for me, right?
I didn't have the water.
But Nate came out. If y'all can see, we have three waters out here because
I brought my water out after.
To think of himself only. As a baby.
Yeah, I want her.
Not.
I wanted her to be.
Owning up to the assignment this morning.
I wanted to be. See, I wanted to be a little petty today because I wanted it to be ingrained in her psyche because you got to know how a person learns. I wasn't going to give her water because, to be quite honest with you, I wanted her to I wanted her to be thirsty on the show. I want her to be thirsty because I want her to understand that you got to get up. And if you're going to be, if we partners, you got to be in the thing that you're supposed to be in together.
And you know what? Okay? And I appreciate the learning in this because we win together, we fail together in a partnership. And how you do anything is how you do everything. And so I have to agree and I appreciate how my husband, even though this may seem funny, but it's real talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're doing something together and you have an assignment and you're moving and operating in a partnership component, you have to realize for real that you have to check in. And you can't just check in part of the time. You have to check in 100% of the time. So I'm laughing, throughout all of this, but I can tell you, I'm understanding exactly what my husband is saying. I'm feeling it. I was already feeling his emotions before we came out here, but I get it. And sometimes, and I'm that person where sometimes you gotta smack me upside the head a couple times. It's like you say, you told me 10 times, but for me to get it, and it should not take that, and that works both ways. So sometimes I can be taken advantage of. Over and over and over and over again, and you gotta smack me until I'm tired of getting smacked, and then I drive on and I move on and I say no longer. So yes, in a partnership, I get it, and so yes, I dropped the ball today because we do have a lot of equipment that we need to put together, and I didn't check in this morning like I should have. Instead, I allowed something else to supersede what we had going on already, knowing that we have the show. So. And I know my husband, as we get into, I know exactly what Jim he is. And I know how he operates. And we are completely opposite, but we balance one another out. That's the beauty of the partnership. That's the beauty of what we give.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have to remember, in a partnership, in a relationship, the things that a person dislikes, and to not push those buttons.
Right.
And I can push some buttons.
So, yeah, she can push some buttons. But she doesn't, to her defense, She doesn't push them knowingly. And we're
no,
gonna
because I know
her.
I messed up immediately. That's yeah. why I was like, baby, are we ready?
You want me to get you some water?
You
no,
want
I got
me
some
water.
I'm good. I'm good. But you got to know how each person learns. And if
right.
I would have just said it to Pam again, she would not have gotten it. And y'all, some of y'all may think that I'm coming down on her, but she understands.
I do.
And I understand. So you
right.
got to be able to give and receive.
Right.
She
Absolutely.
Tells me something like, I get it. You're right. You know, mm-hmm. and for a long time, you know, this is really show up because for a long time in the beginning of our marriage, you know, I didn't really want to be wrong. It was hard for me to say, you know, no, you're right.
Oh,
you know,
Nate.
You're right. It was hard for me to say
on
that,
the byway.
You know, but, you know, thank God for deliverance and
yes,
change
absolutely.
Because now
totally
if she has a great idea, I'm like, you know what, that sounds good. Let's do that. You're right. You know, and that's there's power in that. But I want to read some of these comments because I want y'all to get it. Rashonda Moore says she will do better.
Yes.
Improve.
Yes,
right?
Rashonda.
But hold on. He said, Rashonda said he wanted it to be the priority. I didn't want to be the priority. I wanted the show.
And that's what she means.
To be the priority.
Yeah, I can tell that. That's what she means.
Right.
She wanted the show to be the priority.
Yeah, because when you're
right,
in
you
the thing,
be.
When you're in it, then be in it.
Right.
Because
all
that's how
way.
It's going to grow.
Otherwise,
right?
If you do it halfway, you get halfway
you're
results.
Half a result.
So I get that. So, you know, you got to put in what you want to get out big time. And that's in anything that we do in life. You know, sometimes
mm-hmm.
we half step with the things that we want to win in, the things that we want to grow. When you half step, you're going to get half step results.
Half step
results.
Right. Half, so half
right.
step, half results.
Right.
So, but we want everything out of it that we can get out of it. And sometimes, guys, this is just a lesson because sometimes things don't grow because you don't grow.
Right.
All the time.
Right.
Things don't grow because you don't grow.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be in it 100%.
Right.
I won't beat that dead horse. So let's see what else we got here. Alana McNeil says, that sounds like my initial call. She says, sorry, coach. So her initial call was long, too. Alana, it's not just you.
Then you can't do that with the water.
Everybody's initial call is long, okay? That's something else we talked about, too. So anyway, we'll talk about that on another day. But time is precious.
Yeah,
and you got to get
it. She
said you can't do that about the water. And it goes back to when we start reading these personality traits, you understand
right.
why I did what I did. You have to know your partner's learning, how they learn. And I
Thank
knew,
you, Alana.
I already knew that I had to get her attention. Sometimes it's hard
yeah.
to get Pam's attention when she gets focused on something else.
Right.
So, you know, I don't want to be petty. That's not my nature to be petty. But I knew how to get her attention. I knew that she knew she had messed up this morning. I already knew that. So I wasn't going to give into it because I wanted to be the show. So here we go.
Right.
She says, I appreciate y'all so much. I respect Coach Pam's honesty and calm demeanor. She is such a lady. Yeah, she is such
Thank
a lady.
You.
She is such a lady. She is. But that's just how she is, and that's how it should be. And that's why everything has been, you know, the way it's been over our marriage, because she receives. You know, we both know how to receive. We both know how to say when it's wrong. So it's
right.
all good. Y'all hear me coming down on Pam today, right? But at the end of the day, I want you guys to know I'm not perfect either. But I am the leader of this family, right?
Right. That's what I asked him. Wait a minute, Rashonda. I said you all dressed up today.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I'm not dressed up. I just have a shirt on. I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah. That's what she said. She said you all dressed up today. Yeah.
Okay. I knew he was emotional, y'all. I said, this show going to be fun. I didn't know what was going to come out of his mouth. Okay.
Well, you know, to Pam's defense, Pam, you know, Pam actually has more of the IAO shirts. When I left, guys, you know as well as I do down here chilling in Vegas, I didn't bring not one IAO shirt with me. She had a
like,
couple.
I was like, when you're
You know what I'm saying? So,
but
I'm
honestly,
come
in your defense, what happened was we had so much stuff. Anytime that you plan, you leave, if you're leaving home for a minute, you know you're going to be out searching. Researching, listening to what God is telling you to do, thinking about maybe relocating to another area and leveraging the time that you got freedom, do what you want to do in summertime. You leave trying to take everything for real. And we was distraught because Nick was like, y'all got to get rid of some of this stuff. And so we was like, well, we need this. The kids
was
like,
we need this. 85 pounds.
Right, the bags was like 100
like,
pounds.
What the world?
And right before we caught our flight, we literally had to go through our suitcases and throw stuff in the truck, literally, and Nate eliminated his stuff in order to allow us to put more stuff in his suitcase.
Thank you,
so,
babe. Thank you. Just so,
we,
know. So that's why I don't have no shirt. Rashonda.
Right.
But we appreciate y'all, man. We appreciate
yes,
y'all.
We
but she woke up with her stuff on. you know, this morning. And, you know, she's always ready to represent, you know, and click on all cylinders. But, you know, somebody needs this out there. And you need to understand your partner.
Yes.
You need to understand what makes them click. And you need to understand to do what it is that you can do to solidify the partnership and to make it better. Okay. The grind was created by us. And if the grind was created by us, then that means we are the sole proprietors of it. So we need to push it. It doesn't move until we push it.
Right.
Right.
Together.
So we have, there's assignments, guys. And then you get to the purpose. The purpose of the show, guys, is to go internationally, guys. The grind is going to be going around, you know, doing a lot of stuff physically from city to city. And, you know, all of the assignments are everything that we're doing right now to get to the overall purpose. And the overall purpose, though, guys, is to tell people that in everything you do, there is a grind.
Absolutely.
Right? And you have to understand that nobody keeps the grind, and you have to engage in it and be in it and do it. And now when you're in the grind, if this show just helps just one person every time it airs, then the show has achieved its purpose for
that
show. Okay.
That's great. That's good
stuff. So, but we want to be real, man. We want to be open, honest, and upfront with you guys so that you understand that we ain't perfect. We go through stuff too.
Right.
You know, but it's a matter of knowing how to go through it. And don't be ashamed to say, guys, that you go through stuff, because when you make your relationship appear to be perfect on the outside and have a lot of challenges on the inside, then you start choosing which side you're going to be on. And then you choose that I'm just going to take the outside, because the outside looks better. What I show everybody else looks better than what I actually have to deal with. And then you get home and you in there with your spouse and you sitting there just sitting there looking at the walls.
Right.
I'm like, this jacked up. I can't wait until
the
day starts tomorrow so I can get out of this and go back to the perfect relationship. No, everything, guys, is going to take work. Anything worth having takes work. So let's get into this, these different personality traits, because we're going to link this to assignments and purpose really quickly, okay?
All right.
So we've taken up a lot of time. So, Sapphire, we're going to read these. I thought it was cool. You know, thank you, Ms. Riley Porter, for actually giving us the papers so we can cover this, because somebody needs to hear this on this show.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So, read the
Sapphire.
So, let's
talk about the Sapphire. There's four different types of gems. You got the Sapphire, the Emerald, the Pearl, and the Ruby. All right? So, we're going to start off with the Sapphires, and you can kind of figure out what category you fall in, or even the people that you deal with, because knowing people and their personalities helps you in relationships and business and everything that you do. So that Sapphire, here's what they like. Sapphires like having fun. They like partying. They love the spotlight. They like to make fast cash, to dream, to shop. They love loud music. They love to dance, travel, the sun, the beach, all of that. Okay, that's a Sapphire. So if you're that person that loves to party, loves to have fun, you got to figure out, and many of us fall across different categories, but what's your dominant gem is what you want to figure out, okay? Now, the dislikes of a Sapphire is this. Sapphires don't like tedious and boring tasks. They don't like people who are too serious. They don't like rigid rules, alarm clocks, any time constraints in general. So that's a Sapphire. So
that's
the
person in the club that's always the first person on the dance floor talking about, come on, y'all.
All right.
Let's get, you know, that, because they're the party. They're the party person.
Right. That's the life of the party.
They're the life of the party.
They're
and
the action.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that, but you got to know who you are and know who you're dealing with.
Right. Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
So that's the Sapphire. So you're identifying which your dominant one, but you're going to fall across the board in some of these. But what's your dominant personality trait? So now go into the Emerald.
Oh, is this the Emerald?
Yes,
so this
the Emerald.
Is the Emerald. Being online.
This is what they like.
This is what they like. Being online, seeing in details, spreadsheets, and facts. Okay? Some of that. I hate the news, but they got a little bit of that right. I do like the facts. I like to know what I'm getting into. Not analytical, but I do like the facts, right? People like people to be on time, do what they say they're going to do. Order, structure, planning, being prepared, accuracy, honesty, predictable people and things, saving money, reach and achieve objectives.
So wait a minute, hold on, because we got a plane passing by. We're going to make sure that everybody can hear this. Okay, the qualities of an Emerald, all right? So let's just take this plane pass by. Make sure that you guys can hear this so that you can identify what's your dominant trait. So go ahead, Nate. Talk about that.
So when you hear yourself,
like again?
If you're listening on Facebook Live, when you hear your precious gem, whatever you're typing here, put it in comment, whatever you are,
yeah,
guys. You got to know
right.
it, own it.
Which
before
gem
you,
are you today?
So it can keep it get a
Simon
right.
and purpose.
All right. So the
over the likes again.
The likes again. Being online, seeing in details, spreadsheets and facts. I'm good with spreadsheets. Love the facts too. People on time, doing what they say they're going to do. Order, structure, planning, being prepared. Accuracy, honesty, predictable people and things. Saving money, reach and achieve objectives. So definitely me all day.
All day.
Dislikes. Okay, spontaneity, surprise parties, anything unexpected, pretty much me. Sloppy, unorganized people, people who are late, flashy people who spend money frivolously, exaggerations or hype, liars, not big on PDA. Those are public displays of affection. All
right? Right.
So
that's the emerald. Okay, so what's your gem? All right. Now let's move into the pearl. So now the pearl, here's the pearl. These are the lights. Peace and harmony. Huge animal lovers. Love outdoors and nature, art,
mm-hmm.
reading a good book, helping people with problems,
mm-hmm.
likes to volunteer their time, likes to hug, family oriented, very spiritual, selling products that make a difference in people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
The dislikes. This is me all day long.
Yeah.
This is me. All right. I'm everything. Love the outdoors. My backyard is my oasis. I say that all the time. I don't care where we live, but let's check out the backyard. Okay.
Right, right.
Dislikes. Pushy, materialistic, greedy people. Yes. Selfish, loud, and arrogant people. Profanity cuts me like a knife. I don't curse. I don't like to hear it. It does something to me. people who destroy our environment or our animals. So that's what the pearl is.
That's definitely you.
So what's your dominant trait?
Yeah, definitely
right?
you. And you know, people, we used to always say the thing, opposites attract.
Right.
You know, and Pam and I are definitely opposites. But you have to realize, guys, God gives you what you need.
Right.
So Pam, you know, has a lot of the traits that I don't possess. And she helps me with that, right? So I can glean from her and figure out how to help people more with their problems. Volunteer my time, like to hug more, family. You know, I'm very family oriented. That's one
right.
thing about me. Very family.
Yeah, you are.
Very spiritual. I'm spiritual. I'm just not like super super critical about it, right? So. Love everything else, but this is actually how you have to figure out what you are in order to figure out, you know,
right.
how you look. All right, so the last one is Ruby. The Ruby. The likes of a Ruby challenges power. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
Like
challenges.
Right.
Likes power.
Like having power. Yeah.
Likes taking risks. Designer brand. Giving you their credentials, being in control, being with the in crowd, getting things done in a hurry, right? So it's kind of like the microwave person, the person that's like, you know, you hurry. That's
right.
I don't want to be a Ruby. But anyway, dislikes small talk, cheap stuff, and losing. Waiting on anything or anyone. Being a follower. Dislikes being a follower. Showing emotion, especially in public. Wishy-washy people. Those are the dislikes. Okay?
Right.
So if I had to choose one that I did not want to be, I just got to tell you guys, this is just me, it'd probably be a Ruby. So that's just me. That's just like if I had to say what type of person would I want to marry or be in a relationship with, it probably wouldn't be a Ruby unless I was another Ruby. Two Rubies would probably have.
They may reflect.
Ruby and a sapphire. Ruby and a sapphire may be good.
Yeah,
that's true. In competition, you are right.
You know,
so it's almost like you need to find somebody that compliments you.
Right. Yeah. In order to create the perfect relationship, the perfect partnership, because you know you wouldn't want to have two pearls together.
Yeah, y'all get taken advantage of all day long.
Right, you gotta have somebody. So, you know, you balance one another out. So what gem are you? Are you the sapphire? Are you the emerald? Are you the pearl? Or are you the ruby? Put it in the comments, because, you know, it's so true. Just like with Nate being the emerald. Emeralds like facts, okay? They want all the information. They have it together. Organization. I tell you, Nate, if you were to look at our closet, it's like night versus day. You go into Nate's closet and everything's so organized, right? Every cell, every little sock put together. You know, every little thing just so organized. You go into my closet, you're like, what the heck just blew through here? Okay, because I'm that one. Then I'm going to go in, I'm going to tear it all up, and then I'm going to put it back together. So I create extra work for myself. But that's me.
Right.
Nate is just super, super organized. But we balance one another out, because he helps me to want to be better. So I go up and go in and I clean it up, even with the fact that, okay, one of his dislikes is people who are late. I last minute for everything. That's what happened with the show this morning. Like, I'm like, okay, boom, boom, boom. I got up. Let me tell you, we've been up since, what, 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock,
right? And so everything was on point, but I forgot I had that call. And so I could have prepared better, done everything prior to that call, not realizing it was going to take longer than I anticipated, and we would have been on point. But I messed up.
But that's good, okay? Though. You didn't mess up, but that's good, though, because that's a perfect example. IAO,
right?
Because things aren't going to always go the way, you know, you want them to go.
Right.
You're going to make missed plans on your schedule. That's going to happen, mm-hmm. You know. And when things like that happen, you have to keep the main thing in the forefront to say, okay, maybe I just got to cut this call a little short.
Right.
You know, or maybe I got to, you know, say, you know, let's do this call, you know, after the show, or let me talk to you for 15 minutes and let me call you back.
Right.
We got to learn the IAO.
Right.
That way we don't compromise the main thing.
Right.
And the main thing, guys, let's just understand, let's just understand it's not always about, you know, the money and things of that nature, guys. It's just sanity. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's in general.
Yeah.
And I hear what Rashonda said, you know, everybody says that though, Rashonda. Everybody says the military. Yeah, the military is, you know, they'll teach you organization, but I was pretty much like that before the military.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's just who I am. That's why, you know, I excel in the military, because it was like second nature.
Yeah.
You know? So,
but this is good.
But
though,
I agree with you. A lot of military people, you're taught
organization.
You're taught time management,
mm-hmm.
because you can't get time back.
No, that's good.
And when you set your mind to doing something, if you're not timely with it, can you go over in time? You know, yeah, you know, you have to, everything is ebb and flow. But it's hard when you're late for something.
Right.
When you're late for something, you miss something.
Right.
That you could miss a blessing that God had for you. You could miss the person that you were supposed to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Your assignment was to be there at 9 o'clock and you get there at 9:15.
And you miss it.
You missed something that God wants to bless you with. So I would say
that was me all day long. And I'm thankful because Nate has helped me with that, even with the organization piece. Because to be successful, you gotta get that stuff together. You can't be unorganized. You have to be able to manage time. And so he used to always tell me, you need to create you some type of system and stick to it, so that you can manage your day better. Because, you know, the successful person out there had just as much time as you had today. You just chose not to use yours in the right capacity. So, therefore, you feel like you don't have enough time to get everything done. So, again, you know.
You know, it's funny because I hear people saying, talking about the time and how they spend their days.
Mm-hmm.
And people talk about the road to success. I get it, that you put in hours.
Mm-hmm.
And people also talk about what successful people do. I'm going to be honest with you, okay? When you've reached a level of success that you're comfortable with in terms of money's out of the way, I'm fulfilling my purpose, I feel good about my life. You know, that's the moment when you ease off the gas a little bit and say, I need to enjoy myself.
Right.
See what I'm saying? Why do you do what you do if you're not going to enjoy yourself? I know what we do ultimately is to help somebody else, period, point blank, right? So, but when I hear people talk about time and how they manage their time, you know, quite honestly, guys, I don't need to get up at 4 a.m. I don't. I hear different speakers saying, you know what, I get up at 4 a.m., then one up the other one. Personally, I get up at 3 a.m. I'm like, for what?
Me, I don't go to sleep.
Yeah, I just don't even sleep anymore. I'm like, why? I mean, the only thing that comes to my mind is you are very, very bad with your time. And you have nobody around you. You have no mastermind alliance. You have no circle. You have nobody that's helping you achieve purpose, achieve your purpose. And to me, what's important to me is to have people around that are like-minded,
right,
that understand the purpose, know that, and their assignment and their purpose are all tied together,
right?
Right? So if Pam and I are working toward the same thing, take it to be the same thing. You and your wife, you and your husband, same thing. If you're working toward the same purpose for your family, then that's two for one, right? So that means if you have an 8 to 10 hour day, I give anybody 10 hours all day long, right? So if you can't do what you need to do in a 10-hour day to be productive that day and then get some sleep to rest your body that is not spiritual, it is flesh and blood, and if you don't give it rest, it will soon fail you.
Uh-huh.
If you don't maximize your 10 hours a day, then you're not managing your time
right
the right way.
That's true.
And when you look at the two personality traits, I'm looking at Pearl. Pam loves peace and harmony, nature, all of that, reading books, all of that's Pam. Helping other people with problems, likes to volunteer their time. That one right there. That one can hurt you if you're not careful. If you don't have something in place that takes people from taking from you, then that's where your
that's
time
it.
Is going to be gone.
Right.
And if people say, well, you know, don't be selfish. Give time. People can say whatever they want to say about that. And if it makes them feel good to give away all of their time and everything that they got and be laying in bed with absolutely nothing to show for yourself, and now nobody's there to take care of you because they sucked you dry. If that's what you want to do, then I can't stop you from doing that.
Right.
But what I am saying is that it doesn't take all of that. All it takes is a little balance, and it's not robotic, it's not military. It's just you understanding that I have a purpose to achieve, and these are my assignments that I got to get done today. And when I'm doing my assignments, people are going to actually see, you know, how diligent I am, how consistent I am in doing what I do, and aspire to that. That's how you help people. That's the best way to help people,
right?
You know? So you teach a man how to fish, and he'll eat for a lifetime. You feed him, and you just got another
got
pen.
Keep on feeding.
Right.
That's right. That's
so
true.
So assignment and purpose, man, is real. Know who you are. Know who you're with, so that you know what buttons not to push and you know what buttons to push, and you know how to help move you guys along in your assignments to achieve the overall purpose.
That's good. That's
right?
Real good. Well, we got some good comments in here. You want to read some?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see that.
Let's see, what gem are you today? And I see Rashonda, she's a pearl with a little bit of emerald. That's a good combination.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we have all of these. We have some of these, you know, qualities, because I'm working on it. I'm not a disorganized person. I do like order and structure and being prepared for things, but I'm a last minute person. I'm one of the people that function well under pressure, for real. But
right.
It's not always a good thing. You know, so
I don't like, my thing is I like to know what I'm doing, but I'm very like, I don't like structure.
Right.
And because I've now in my life, I've had structure.
Yeah, it says that you like structure, but
yeah,
really
I'm
don't.
Not, I don't,
yeah.
I don't want, I like some spontaneity, which is why I kind of like strengthen this aspect of me. That's why this show is under, you know, unscripted,
mm-hmm.
because I like the spontaneity in that. I don't like surprise parties. I don't. But if
right,
it happens, I ain't gonna tell everybody
to
get out. You know, it's just what it is. You know,
right.
But I think it's just I never want anybody to feel as if they have to do that with me.
Right.
It's just, you know, I'm not a Scrooge about it. But I just the structure thing. I want to be able to create my own.
Yeah.
That I guess that's the thing.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Let's see what else we got. Yes. You know, okay. Erica Sapphire. Okay. All right. You're green, so you like everything organized and all that good stuff planned out.
All right.
Gotta have all the information. Alana. Yes. Oh no. I'm sorry. Sapphire is the red. No. Sapphire is the blue. She like to have fun. Erica. She like to have fun. All right, so she's the life of the party.
Girl.
All right, party girl. Mm-hmm. Alana is an Emerald. Yes, I can see that. I remember from the very first conversation that we had, Alana was one with all the
questions.
And I said, listen, Alana, don't overthink this. All right, I don't want you to learn every ingredient in every product before you begin to share the product, okay? And she got it. Definitely with the pearl.
And but that's what it is though. You figure out
right
once if you can ebb and flow
right
and bridge the gaps in your own life
right.
It makes it easier
to build
any business.
Yes,
it really does.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you're so right, Rashonda, with all your comments. You set up the show. Be ready. Pam, I got it. Cause you're right. The military, definitely discipline. You know, that's one of the greatest things I know Nate's thankful for, you know, what the military mm-hmm. gave him, the values part of the aspect of it. IAO, organized and focused. Let's see. Be early is on time. To be on time is late. Yes, I love it. To be early is on time. To be on time
exactly
is late.
That's what you call the military. Be 5-10 minutes prior.
All right. I need a system. Go. Yvonne, I see you. Oh, overcome. Okay, you got it. Yes. Let's see. Anybody else got any? Any other, okay, everybody else is not really decided what gym they are, but definitely know.
They know what gym they are.
They just didn't want to put it out there.
We may have a whole bunch of sapphires out here. No, rubies. Some rubies,
ruby.
Right? Yeah, no, yeah.
Rubies.
We may have some rubies. They ain't dogging rubies, man. If you're a ruby,
no,
you're a ruby.
Okay. Yeah, you're
but,
ruby.
You know, no, none of these is perfect,
mm-hmm.
right? None of these
But you
perfect.
Have to, you have to. It's good to know these things because, especially when you're in a business of building relationships with people, because knowing, you know, who you're talking to, who you're dealing with, it helps you to be able to create a stronger relationship, to know exactly what a person is capable of in order to help them to move to reach their highest, potential, because you can understand them better. So by me knowing that Nate is an Emerald and him knowing that I'm a Pearl, we're able to relate to one another. We're able to understand one another. We're able to understand the other person may not like and all of that good stuff in order to create even a stronger relationship and a stronger foundation. So are you a sapphire?
And this is a good segue, and I know we got 90 seconds on
right.
Blog Talk Radio. All of my Blog Talk Radio listeners out there, man, thank you guys so much for chiming on. We're going to cover another quick topic. But, you know, blessed, man, to have everybody in Blog Talk Radio land for being a part of the show today. Thank you for those of you that actually dialed into the show. And you were part of the audience, guys. We do have ratings that make us look even better online. So when you dial into the show, you help our ratings. So we ask you guys to do that as well. But this kind of segues into discernment.
Mm,
and you can
good.
Do a whole show on discernment. But, you were, telling me something about what Twyla said this weekend about Mr. Irwin Portis. He said in order to move a person along, you have to know their personality type,
mm-hmm.
pretty much. You got to know who they are, so which means you have to have a conversation with them. You got to be a great listener, and you got to know how to discern what this person move them along. And one of the great things that a great discerner does is it gives you a person that wants to move you along is always going to tell you what you need to hear as opposed to what you want to hear.
Right.
And that's where the term comes in about as I'd rather, hurt your feelings a little bit than harm your future.
Absolutely.
You know, so discernment is key in anything that you do, even in relationships. You know, ladies, gentlemen, if it looks good on the outside, it ain't always good on the inside, you know. And I think that can be the relationship for today, get to know
absolutely
the person that you are with. And if you're not with them yet, most certainly get to know that person and figure out who they are, what makes them tick, what makes them mad, what makes them happy, and more importantly, guys, pay attention to one another. Guys, I can't even tell you how important that is. Pay attention to one another. Never get too busy in your day and what you're trying to achieve to not pay attention and spend time with your family.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just not worth it at the end of the day. You may earn some money and you may, achieve that financial purpose, man, but then you look back and you
very
look
wise.
Behind you and you've left a whole trail
very
of destruction
perfect.
in your family, and now you've got this money, and you're like, what the heck?
Right.
I don't even have anybody to share with. The people that know me most and love me most are the people that I crapped on.
Right.
You know?
That's true. Not worth it. It's not worth it. So, no, that's a great relation tip, right, this morning. Know, pay attention, discern, listen to one another, spend that quality time, know who you're connected to, understand one another, and that's why, you know, to know what gem you are and to know what gem the other person is very important for you to be able to understand the likes, understand the dislikes, to know what buttons not to push, to know what areas that you can uplift each other in, encourage one another in order to build an even more powerful relationship. So you got to know, what gem are you? Are you that sapphire, right, that likes to have a lot of fun, that doesn't like spontaneity? You know, are you, don't like serious people? Are you that emerald that likes all the information, right? You got to have everything on point. You got to have it together. You want the spreadsheet. You want to know exactly where I got to be, when I got to be, how it's got to be done. Right,
and liking all the information is good.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But remember, what's your dominant quality, and what's your spouse, your partnership, whoever relationship? You know, what is their dominant quality? You know, with the emerald, right? They don't like exaggeration or the hype, none of that. Flashy people, they don't like it. The pearl, are you that pearl like me? Right, that pearl that just loves to help people. They want that peace, that harmony. They want to be outside all the time. They just like the outdoors, love animals, selling products that's going to help change lives. You know, again, you may have all these qualities, and you don't like pushy, materialistic people, greedy people, selfish people, loud people, people who curse, profanity. I don't. It cuts me like a knife, for real. I'm nothing against it if that's what you want to do, but it bothers me because I don't do it. When you don't do it, it stands out more. It's like cutting with a knife. And so, are you that pearl or are you that ruby? That, you know, you like a challenge. Give me a challenge and I'm going to win, okay? You know, power. You like having power. You like to take risks. And we all need to take risks and to be successful. But rubies, this is their dominant qualities. They like designer brands. They got to tell you who they are. They want to let you know, hey, I'm this. This is what I've been able to do. I'm like, here's my credential. And they like to be with the in crowd, okay? And they get things done in a hurry. But they don't like cheap stuff. They don't like losing. They don't like to show emotion, and you know they don't want to be a follower. They don't like wishy-washy people. So which one are you? Are you that ruby? So
now sometimes,
they have,
you know,
some of these qualities.
When you're a ruby,
yeah.
I'm just gonna say this about a ruby because you guys need to know. Rubies are where narcissists typically come from. So now I said it. So if you're a ruby and you have all of those dominant traits, then you have the potential to become what we call a narcissist. So that means you got to be in control of your way, the highway. Nothing else happens unless you're doing it. You don't think anything is worth anything unless you're in it. So it's kind of a bad trait to have. But anyway, I'm going to say this directly
balance
to the camera. Yeah, balance it out, man. You know, balance it out.
Right.
The moment you say that you hate following anything, it's going to be bad. But anyway, I want to say this directly to the camera, and I want everybody to feel my heart, and I know Pam feels the same way. We live in a I'll turn that around a little bit. We live in a
cool.
We live in a society that judges everything by first appearances. We live in a society that actually judges, period, and you shouldn't judge. I always use the word assess. So you judge people, it's wrong, but when you assess, you're assessing for your own purposes, for your own knowledge. But even when you assess, you don't know a person until you actually know a person. So reserve the assessments until you actually get a chance to sit down and talk to that person, you know, be it on the phone or here's my thing. I love to, before I actually trust a person like that, I need to sit down and talk to you. I need to know what you're about. I need to spend some time with you. And you say, okay, why is that so important? Because a person's lifestyle is everything. Who they are, it always comes out the more time you spend around them, right? You can see different situations. But why am I saying this? I'm saying this because of the world we live in now. People are judged from social media. People are assessed from social media. and it's becoming the be-all, end-all. And the reason I'm saying this, guys, is reserve saying anything about a person that you don't know. Because the picture that's painted is not always the right picture.
Right.
So until you know, it's one thing to hear something and assess a person for your own good. But what happens is you don't know a person, and then you hear something about them, and you don't even know if it's true, and you just start to perpetuate it, right? And you start to feed it to other people, and you don't even know if it's true or not.
Right.
And Pam will tell you all the time, when people are saying this and that, I'll be like, well, I don't know them well enough to make an assessment of them. So I'm not going to put my mouth on you if I don't know you.
Right.
If I don't know who you are, and I've sat down and I've talked to you, there is no overwhelming evidence that shows you did what you did, then I'm not getting ready to put my mouth on you and start talking about you. There's no value in that for me. All right? So if anybody ever tells you that Nate said something about you, come in at me and I'll tell you if I said it or not. That's just how I am.
Right.
Pretty much straightforward person.
Right. Right. Absolutely. No, that's good. That's good. That's good.
So,
all right.
I think that's it.
I think that's it,
guys. We're going to wrap up the show today. For those of you that don't know, this show happens every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't know what that is, Central Standard Time, right? 1 hour.
11. I'm sorry, no, 10. 10.
10 2 hours and 11.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so 10 and 11 Central Standard Time. Guys, tell somebody about the grind. You know, jump on, guys. As we said, we keep it 100% real on this show. Pam and I aren't perfect, guys, but guess what? We do strive to move to that area, and we actually make mistakes, but we try to fix those mistakes as best we can in private, guys, and then when we get in public, we'll tell you guys what our struggles were and how we were able to actually overcome those struggles.
That's right. In order to be a blessing in the lives of others, because we grow together, we become together, we change together. So nobody's perfect out there, but every day is a new day for us to get up and for us to strive in order to become the better person that God has created us to be. So another great show here on The Grind. We want to say again, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back on Thursday. Remember, this show takes place every Tuesday and Thursday. And for those of you that want to take the time to go back and listen to the show, you can go out to www.blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101. And we'll see you next time. Same time, same place, Thursday at 9 a.m.
G-O-D. I used talking about physical fighting. You're talking about boxing.
Get in the ring. Get in the game. Get in the game. Absolutely. Get in the game. Right. Great morning. How are you feeling on this incredible Tuesday morning?
I'm emotional.
You emotional?
Very emotional.
You emotional?
Yeah.
Why are you emotional?
Afraid to say it, this really forever.
Why
very
are you
emotional?
Emotional.
You know, people like to see you emotional too. They
really?
Like to see the drama. Like, you know, they like to see the bad stuff. People always say that we always think we might be a perfect couple. Don't nothing ever phase them crazy. And yeah, that's a lie.
Your attitude is
important. No, I don't got an attitude. I'm emotional about things. So, trying to contain it. But anyway, say hello to everybody.
What's going on? Great morning to everybody jumping on the grind. Happy Tuesday to all of our listeners that are calling in, to everybody that's jumping on Facebook Live as you are seeing us, watching us, hearing us. We are excited. Nate's a little emotional this morning, but he'll be okay.
No, I'm a lot.
Did you have your newspaper today?
I did not.
Okay, that might be a problem. Well, I did. I woke up excited and on fire and all that good stuff. And just want to say to everybody that's jumping on the line on Facebook, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you want to be able to dial into the show, let me go ahead and give out that number. It is 646-668-2564 on this incredible Tuesday morning. So